Today is April 28, 1987. Sister Josephina would like to add to the history she has recounted so well of her part in the educational apostolate of our congregation. Good afternoon, Sister Josephina.
Good afternoon, Sister Ann.
You have had some afterthoughts in regard to your previous interviews.
Yes, Sister, many things come popping into my head. A few of which I have written down, which I would like to discuss with you. During my lifetime, I have been a very healthy individual, and for this I thank God, going out to teach at Boston College every day and there all day long and coming home at night, away from my community particularly. Many friends were mine at Boston College, particularly the students and the graduate students whom I had in class. Even today, hardly a day goes by without someone of our sisters meeting me and saying, "Do you remember Thomas McNamara, Gwendolyn McCarthy, whatever the name might be? She had you or he had you in class at BC," and began to tell the kind of teacher you were, that he or she received a great deal from you. This makes me feel good because even today people do think of you in terms of what you gave them.
How very true, Sister.
I have received some honorary degrees which I would like to mention because these are different. Not many sisters in my community have received these, if they have received any of them. These are not in the order in which I received them, but as they came into my mind. When I left Worcester State College at that commencement exercise, I was awarded an honorary Doctor of Laws at graduation.
Could you give us an approximate date?
Probably 8 or 10 years ago.
Very good.
Regis, before that time, had a large summer school enrollment, and at one of the assemblies for the summer school, I was the honorary recipient again of an honorary degree from Regis College. Actually, I never taught at Regis, that is, at the Western campus per se. I did give courses to our sisters who received credit from Regis, but in honor of, in recognition of the work that I had done for education, Regis saw fit to award me an honorary degree, for which I am very, very grateful. I do recall one little incident after I was signed and sealed at Boston College. The dean of Regis came to the Reverend Mother, at the time Mother Euphrasia, and wanted to know why I was teaching at Boston College and not at Regis College. Reverend Mother very kindly told Sister, the Dean, that Boston College had asked for me and not Regis College, and because I was committed to Boston College, that was the end of that conversation, that I would not go to Regis.
I presume, as many of us did, Sister Josephina, that the Dean of Regis considered that you were in full-time employ as supervisor in the community and didn't give a thought that they would have been able to have you on their faculty.
That's true, Sister. I never thought of it that way. Of course, when Boston College engaged me, I was still doing supervisory work, but I am quite sure that BC did not know the extent of my supervisory work per se.
And you received some other awards?
Yes, there have been others. Boston College each year gives an honorary degree to an outstanding alumnus or an alumna. I happen to be the alumna that received it about 4 or 5 years ago. It was a very rewarding thing, and it's called the William, I hope I have the name correct, the William McHenry Award, given just prior to graduation each year from Boston College to some alumnus. This I appreciated very much, being a religious and being a woman. Usually it is a man who receives it. The Cambridge School of Business awarded me one of their degrees at their commencement exercises all of 10 or 15 years ago.
Where is the Cambridge School of Business located, Sister?
At that time, it was in Boston, known as the Cambridge School of Business. It was not on a collegiate level. It was more or less a finishing school after a student had finished high school, went there for 2 or 3 years to pick up business work as such. I did do some work for the Cambridge School of Business, and I can't recall just now. I did not teach a course per se, but I was there on an evaluation team, and probably this is where they got to know me.
They realized your value as a consultant.
Those in the main are some of the main awards. There are others, but they have left my memory as such. Within the last month, 3 very important happenings have come which pleased me very much. One was a citation from Governor Dukakis, the governor of our Commonwealth. This is a citation approximately 18 by 25 inches, which Sister Marie Dolores had framed for me, citing my work as a teacher, as a supervisor, and as a college instructor in the city of Boston, and honoring me and commending me for the work that I had done in the field of education, particularly for our children as such. Shortly after receiving the citation from Governor Dukakis, incidentally, I have never spoken with the man. How he knew about me remains a mystery. I could find out, I suppose, by going and talking with him and finding out how did he know about me, my location, etc.
I could guess that he has come across many of your former students, and they haven't forgotten you, and they had an occasion to speak of the advantages they had by attending your classes.
That's very well, Sister Anne. Shortly after his citation, a similar one, not identical, but similar to Governor Dukakis, came from Mayor Flynn, again citing my years as a teacher, instructor at Boston College, etc., for the citizens of Boston, particularly the children. This I appreciated too. But maybe a week or two after that came a letter from Edward Kennedy. And I would like to read the letter, if I may.
You're referring, of course, to Senator Edward Kennedy.
Correct. Yes, I am referring to Edward M. Kennedy's letter. Dear Sister Josephina, I extend my warm congratulations to you and the Sisters of St. Joseph on the celebration of your feast day last week. The celebration, of course, was March 19, which is the community feast day and also happens to be my feast day because I was named after St. Joseph. Continuing with the letter, I would also like to congratulate you personally on receiving recognition by Governor Dukakis for your devoted service to the field of education. Oliver Wendell Holmes once said that a mind stretched to a new idea never goes back to the original dimension. Throughout your teaching career, you stretched and expanded countless young minds, and in this way, you have enriched the lives of future generations of leaders. It is fitting that you should receive this expression of appreciation and admiration from the governor of our Commonwealth, and I join in saluting your long and illustrious career in education. Warm regards, Edward M. Kennedy.
Sister, you have reason to be proud of all the awards that you have received, as you have mentioned, and particularly that very nice letter from Senator Kennedy. You are proud, and we as members of the congregation to which you and we all belong are also very proud of your accomplishments. Thank you, Sister Josephina.
I, of course, Sister, would not have received any of these citations or letter or any of the advantages that were mine if I were not a Sister of St. Joseph. I'd be Mrs. Somebody out there with probably 5 or 6 grown children by this time. But my life has been very, very different in many ways. And for all this, I am most grateful to our good God, to our Blessed Lady, to St. Joseph, and of course to my community who gave me the advantages.
On that note, Sister, we shall conclude our interview. Thank you very much. Okay.